A springtime tradition on the University of West Florida campus is being given a break this year. WUWF's Bob Barrett reports.
There will be no Festival on the Green this year at UWF. The two-day event, which was usually held in late March or early April, has been put on hiatus by the university for the time being as UWF reevaluates its community activities. Dr. Brendan Kelly is Vice President for University Advancement.
Festival on the Green has had a couple of lives. It had an initial life in the 1980s and then was picked up again in 2001. And we take a good hard look at all of the community engagement activities for the university all of the time. And as we're preparing for the 50th anniversary of UWF in 2017, we're taking particular care in really looking at what ways the University of West Florida can best serve the myriad of constituent audiences that are the responsibility of a university.
Dr. Kelly says that some activities and traditions at a university are constantly shifting, while some remain for years.
You know, for instance, a few years ago, the Department of Theater, as part of its regular season of shows, staged a Christmas carol. And then they decided that they were going to host that every single December and try to make it a tradition in people's lives as part of them celebrating their holiday season. And that is precisely what has occurred. And now it's emerging as a tradition in Pensacola and certainly at the University of West Florida. Will that be the case in 50 years? I don't know. But it's certainly one that's working now.
Compared to when the first Festival on the Green was held on the UWF campus, there are many more activities competing for people's time.
In 1982, when it started, there wasn't a lot going on, neither in Pensacola or at the University of West Florida. But now, every single day, this campus is brimming with lecture series. We have the museums at the UWF Historic Trust in downtown Pensacola, our theater productions right now in the Art Gallery. One of the most notable sculptors in the world, Patrick Jacobs, who I will note just happens to be an alumni of the University of West Florida because this is where he got his art education, is on display. That type of community engagement activity, which is experienced in every corner of the university now, certainly hasn't always been here as part of our history. That's part of us emerging as a major university in the state of Florida, and certainly one that is laser focused on how we can best serve the communities in this region, and most importantly, the students on this campus.
Dr. Kelly says that over the next couple of years, UWF will be preparing and coordinating a lot of activities as it approaches that 50th anniversary milestone.
Oh, well, there's an awful lot in the works, and you're starting to see some of them all of the time. I will tell you, it's not that hard to celebrate an anniversary when you have nationally recognized athletic programs and some of the best student athletes in the country. It's not that hard when you have faculty members who are producing creative work that is notable on a national level. It is not hard to celebrate an anniversary when last weekend our robotics team is competing with 60 other universities in the country and ending up in the very upper echelon of that competition. We have a lot to celebrate at the University of West Florida, and I'll have lots more to tell you as we move closer to 2017.
But at least for this year, the Festival on the Green will not be on that roster of campus events. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.